This is Cape Talk.
Join the conversation with Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
It is almost 7 minutes past one. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for choosing 567 this afternoon. Forgive me if I am somewhat distracted. I cannot stop thinking about the family of that poor boy at Parktown Boys High School who has drowned during his grade 8 orientation camp. I guess I am feeling it acutely today because I've just sent my boy off to grade 8. So I am so full of the feelings of the pride and the enthusiasm and the hope for the future that walks into those school gates. Can you imagine getting that phone call to say they're never walking back out again, that those dreams are gone, just like that? It is absolutely unthinkable. And I know there's not a lot of detail available yet, but I have so many questions, including whether those pupils had undergone swimming proficiency tests before they were put on the water, whether they, or why they weren't all wearing life jackets, because they can't have been for this to be the outcome. And I'm sorry, but how the hell can you not notice that a child in your care is missing from 3 o'clock one afternoon until the next morning's roll call? There are so many questions that need to be asked here. It is just, you know, as somebody who has signed those countless indemnity forms, placing my trust in schools and the organizers of school camps, I am just livid at the thought of what has happened here. And I trust that Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, is going to lead a very thorough investigation into what has happened here, because heads must roll. Heads must roll. It's not going to bring Enoch Miapianzi back, but for the sake of every other parent who will ever ask a school to act in loco parentis and send their kids off to camp, action has got to be taken in response to this. It is an unthinkable, unspeakable tragedy. Sorry, that's what's on my mind this afternoon. I'm sure it's on many of yours as well. And I'll be taking your calls and comments throughout the show.